God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Teddy Roosevelt called it the arena. Brené Brown calls it rumbling. In a recent special edition of Thursday Thirst that we called Friday Frivolity, we illustrated by a story about stepping into wet cement. The idea is this, that we can sit in the sidelines all day long and think of things, but real growth will not take place until we take the risk of entering the foray, of getting involved, of getting our shoes dirty. Of course, this also then opens the door for struggles, failures, falls. Just as a young child opens the same door as they are learning to walk. But consider the options for that young child. If she never opens the door to struggles, failures, and fallings, she'll never walk. However, if she does go through that door, she will eventually run, skip, hop, do all sorts of things, all because she's brave enough to enter into the arena. And of course, because her Creator, God, had given her all that she needs. And in that giving her all that she needs, that includes his gifts of healing, scraped knees and broken bones. 2 weeks ago, I placed a challenge before you to enter into that arena. Now, I knew I was rumbling when I did it, because whenever a preacher talks about money, there's not only going to be rumbling, there's going to be some grumbling, too. But in case you didn't hear that challenge or have forgotten it, I challenge you to increase your monthly financial offerings to your church. I said you can pick any amount you want. I don't care if you go by percentage or dollar figure. I said I'm not asking you to turn in any challenge accepted card or anything like that. I'm simply asking you to prayerfully consider it and give it to fair consideration. And then, according to your good judgment, either to accept that challenge or reject it. And with that challenge came the assurance of today's text that God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Now, did you notice how that passage ends? It says, so that you may abound in every good work. We could perhaps paraphrase this verse by saying, God will make all grace abound in you after you enter the arena, or as you enter the arena, or because you are in the arena. However, if we choose to simply sit on the sidelines, not give it a try, there's only so much that he can do for us and our lives. And then we'll be simply choosing to miss out, simply as a child would be missing out if she never tries to walk. This child, while being, well, not have to worry about the struggles, failures, and fallings, will also never run, skip, or hop. You know what? God wants us to enter the arena. He wants you and me to take the risk, because he wants us to be living where his grace abounds. And when you think about it, that's exactly where he's found also. Think about Jesus. Jesus had the choice of staying in heaven, that is, sitting on the sidelines. But instead, he chose to take the risk of entering the foray, of entering the arena. He chose to rumble with people like you and me. There were struggles. He was often viewed as a failure, a disappointment, an outsider, an honor. He was whipped and mocked and crucified. And through it all, through his rumbling here on earth, he was able to make all grace abound. And you know where you and I would be without his rumbling. Listen to how 2 Corinthians goes on to describe those results of his rumbling. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way. Now, I know 2 weeks I talked about the good work of supporting God's mission here at St. Thomas with your money. I even referred to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6:21, where he says, where your treasure is, there your hearts will follow. However, as you can tell as I look further into this text, or as we do together, our good work does not stop with money. No. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us then will produce thanksgiving to God. He's talking about us being generous with our time, generous with our love, generous with our forgiveness, generous in reaching out to strangers. You know, you've got the opportunity right here as we gather together this Sunday and every Sunday. In fact, I guess I should add that to the challenge this week. Challenging you to have more than a 20-second conversation with someone that you don't know at all or not very well or haven't talked to in quite a long time. Now, don't do it right now, but after worship? Yeah, right after worship is a great time. Be generous with your time of staying a little bit longer this week and next and future times. And in that, get to know somebody new. Help them to feel welcome and a part of the community. Uh-oh, am I rumbling again? Well, I better be clear. I'm not telling you what specifically to do. However, my goal is, well, pretty simple. The goal is to get you into the arena, get us into that rumble, so that God will be able to make all grace abound in you and me and in all of us, that he might multiply our seed for sowing and increase the harvest of his righteousness. My goal is that all of us here would see and experience, and that includes those of you who are here through our video transcript, to see and experience that God is able to make all grace abound in you and in me, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you and I, we may abound in every good work. My friends, do you understand his promises? Do you know how good God is? Do you hear what he is seeking to do in your life this day? Do you realize how we limit ourselves and how we limit God's outpouring of the abundance of His grace when we stay on the sidelines? Brothers and sisters, it's time to rumble. Now, I'm not moving away from those four C's that you see on the doors, and I hope that you read them every time you come in, reminding us how important it is for to continue to be caring and cautious and courageous. We can be courageous because God is able to make all grace abound so that having all sufficiency at all times, we will be able to abound in every good work. Caring, cautious, courageous, and creative. Creative in caring for our neighbors. Creative in encouraging others to grow in their faith. Courageous in our generosity. Courageous in our participation with our small group Bible studies, our FHL communities. That's what I mean when I say it's time to rumble. It's time for us to trust God and His promises, to free Him, to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Heavenly Father, empower us by your Spirit to accept your challenges this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And may God so work His Spirit in all of us as we take time to pray about it during our voluntary.